An emergency meeting is underway at the European Central Bank to discuss turmoil in financial markets. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. It might be the Federal Reserve that's expected to raise interest rates in the U.S. today, but the European Central Bank has, for now, stolen the spotlight. Members of the Governing Council are gathering as we speak to discuss a sell-off in the regional bond market. The meeting comes less than a week after its latest policy decision. That's when ECB Chief Christine Lagarde announced unusually and definitively that the benchmark interest rate will rise by a quarter percentage point next month to try to counter record inflation levels in the eurozone. But investors are growing increasingly concerned about the uneven impact higher borrowing costs will have on heavily indebted Southern European countries. Karsten Breske, chief economist for ING in Germany, explains why bond market activity is causing such a headache for policymakers.
We've seen an enormous widening of spreads, differences between bond yields in Italy and bond yields in Germany, or bond yields in Spain and bond yields in Germany. So why is this a problem for the ECB? The ECB conducts monetary policy for all European economies. If rates differ significantly across these European countries, the impact of the ECB's monetary policy will be different. That is an enormous problem. There is an additional issue, and that is that obviously the higher the interest rates are on Italian debt, the higher the likelihood could be that we see a revival of the euro crisis from 2010-2012, namely that high interest rates could lead to unsustainability of public finances in Italy or in any other European economy.
And certainly no one wants that to happen, certainly not Christine Lagarde, who has been insistent that she won't let this happen. And she floated the idea that new tools could be used to control this. Any idea what those tools might look like? Is there an expectation that we might find that out after today's meeting?
Yes, probably, because I think words will not be enough. So I think with words only, the ECB will not be able to calm down markets. So what could these new tools look like? If the ECB really wants to fight fragmentation, they will have to present a new asset purchase program, because only if the ECB makes clear that it is the lender of last resort, that it is willing to defend a certain difference between Italian bond yields and German bond yields, then financial markets will stop speculating. The other thing that I could also imagine the ECB doing is tweak its language on where it wants interest rates eventually to go. Because last week, Madame Lagarde, in my view, opened the door too far for a long series of rate hikes.
Karsten Breske, chief economist for ING in Germany. Thanks for breaking this down.
You're welcome.
Well, the ECB's decision to hold discussions today has already gone some way toward cooling investor concerns. Across the eurozone, bond yields, which move in the opposite direction of prices, are coming off multi-year highs. Italian 10-year yields are on track for their biggest decline since March. Meanwhile, the euro currency is up 0.6% against the U.S. dollar, while European stock benchmarks are up around 1%. To Cairo now, where Egypt today has signed a provisional deal on natural gas exports with Israel and the European Union. The Israeli Energy Ministry says this will allow significant exports of Israeli gas to Europe for the first time. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more on that story.
The memorandum of understanding that has been signed in Cairo is the latest move by the EU to try to end its reliance on gas supplies from Russia as the war in Ukraine continues. EU officials have described this dependence as allowing Moscow to practice a form of blackmail over Europe. The deal signed with Israel and Egypt would see a significant increase in the amount of Israeli natural gas exported to Egypt so that it can be liquefied there and then sent on to European markets. Israel is estimated to have gas reserves of at least 1 trillion cubic metres. The Egypt route is one way to get it to Europe, with a projected pipeline through Turkey being another option.
That's Sebastian Usher reporting there. It's news that's broken the hearts of K-pop fans everywhere. Supergroup BTS has said it's taking a break after nearly a decade together. But it's not just music fans who have been disappointed. Shares of BTS label HYBE plunged as much as 28% on the news, closing at its lowest level since 2020. No other group has done more to popularize K-pop and apparently boost the economy, as the BBC's Charlotte Gallagher reports.
They were the biggest selling act of 2020 and 2021 and recently travelled to meet President Biden.
Welcome to the White House. Come on up here, guys.
Millions of fans are devoted to BTS and undoubtedly won't be thrilled at this news. At a dinner to celebrate the band's anniversary, the seven singers announced they were taking an extended break to pursue solo projects. And despite the success of BTS, one member, Jimin, admitted the group had been going through a rough patch. The impact of BTS is unquestionable. They're the first all-Korean band to perform at the Grammys, had McDonald's meals named after them, were named as some of the most influential people in the world by Time magazine, and are even responsible for increasing tourism to South Korea. But a recent interview revealed the kind of pressure BTS have been under. Member J-Hope said they were on the brink of mental exhaustion at the Grammys this year. To the relief of fans, the group have said they're not splitting up for good, adding that when they get back together, the synergy will be like no other. Though One Direction, once the world's biggest boy band, announced they were taking a break in 2015. And well, they're still on that break.
A little head bopping to get you going today. That's the BBC's Charlotte Gallagher reporting there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.